Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the crazy world of emotions and finding that sweet spot of inner peace and talking about becoming a balanced stoic. Now, let's face it, life throws curveballs. We all experience those moments where things feel overwhelming, unpredictable, and frankly, a little terrifying. But here's the thing, sometimes the key to overcoming these challenges isn't about suppressing our emotions or pretending everything is okay. It's actually about embracing vulnerability. You know that feeling when you're holding back, trying to project this image of strength and control? You're afraid to show your true self because you worry about judgment, rejection, or simply not being good enough. We've all been there. Vulnerability can feel like a weakness, but trust me, it's actually the gateway to genuine connection, growth, and even greater resilience. Think of it like this: vulnerability is the bridge that connects us to others on a deeper level. So, let's break down why embracing vulnerability is so powerful. First, it fosters authentic connections. Ever noticed how you connect more deeply with people who feel comfortable being open and honest about their struggles, joys, and even their fears? It's because vulnerability creates trust, which is the foundation of any meaningful relationship. Think about it: when we allow ourselves to be seen fully, flaws and all, we invite others to do the same. Second, vulnerability fuels personal growth. When we embrace our imperfections and accept that we don't have all the answers, we open ourselves up to learning and evolving. It takes courage to admit we need help, to ask for feedback, and to step outside of our comfort zones. But those are the very things that propel us forward on our journey of self-discovery. Third, vulnerability builds resilience. Let's face it, life is tough. There will be setbacks, disappointments, and moments when you feel completely knocked down. But when we embrace vulnerability, we learn to navigate these challenges with more grace and strength. We realize that it's okay to not be okay, to ask for support, and to pick ourselves up and try again. Fourth, vulnerability cultivates empathy. When we allow ourselves to be vulnerable, we develop a deeper understanding of the human experience. We see the struggles, fears, and joys of others with more compassion because we've been there ourselves. This creates a ripple effect of kindness and connection that can spread throughout our communities. And finally, embracing vulnerability is simply liberating. Imagine releasing the pressure of always needing to be perfect, strong, or in control. Instead, you can embrace the freedom of being authentically you, imperfections and all. It's a freeing experience that allows us to connect with ourselves and others on a deeper level. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine going into a job interview feeling completely self-assured, confident in your skills, yet still allowing yourself to express a bit of nervousness about the opportunity. Instead of trying to mask it, you acknowledge that I am genuinely excited about this role, and I must admit, I'm also a little nervous because I really want to make a great impression. That vulnerability, that willingness to be honest about your feelings, can actually build trust with the interviewer. It shows that you're human, that you care, and that you're genuinely invested in the opportunity. So remember, embracing vulnerability isn't about becoming weak or letting others walk all over you. It's about being courageous enough to show up authentically, even when it feels scary. It's about building genuine connections, fostering personal growth, cultivating resilience, and ultimately living a more fulfilling life. That's the power of embracing vulnerability. It's not just about letting your guard down. It's about opening yourself up to a world of possibilities. So go out there, be brave, and let your true self shine. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder about the power of vulnerability. And if you have any thoughts or stories you want to share, hit me up on social media. I love hearing from you guys. Until next time, keep striving for that balanced life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.